This is the BBC.
The Scott Mills Daily Podcast is back. Hiya, welcome to Mondays. You know when I go away, I like to watch TV? Well, details of an Indian version of a very popular show I'm now fully obsessed with, coming up. Also, Bangers is back. We've noticed a certain theme with certain people in Hollywood and their relationships. And someone meets Chris in a toilet in Windsor, and Chris makes them a promise. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Remember me? Oh, here he is, etc. 2 weeks off, blah, 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 blah. Hey, Chris.
Hey. Daddy's home.
Daddy is home. Stop saying that every time. It's weird having 2 weeks off.
Do you know how to do it still?
I don't really feel like I know what I'm doing. Do you know this track?
Yeah, yeah. Tom Grennan, isn't it? Come be my lover, be my getaway car.
Come be the new string on my broken guitar. This is BBC Radio 1.
Gotta be honest, this feels really weird, Chris. I don't normally have 2 weeks off.
I know, but it is good having you back.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Someone's texting saying, welcome back, Scott. Chris, on a scale of Alice Levine to Donald Trump, what's Scott's tan situation like?
Trump?
I'd say quite Trump, yeah.
Yeah. I saw a lot of him on TV when I was away. I've noticed even his eyebrows are orange. Check them out.
Never clocked that.
Yeah, they are. I've had a lot of time to think, and I don't really feel like I know what I'm doing right now, I've got to be honest. It's a bit weird. You know, like, when you first go swimming, you're like, oh, I actually don't know what I'm doing here, that.
Mm. But well, I mean, it's like proper deep end stuff, isn't it? Because, I mean, you turned up and straight away you saw Demi Lovato. I was right next to you.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato walked past, and then I didn't think about this, right? Do you remember what we were last saying about her on the show?
What, that she said that she used to be a terrible person in interviews, but now is really not.
And it was, I mean, incredible live fans, but you didn't mention what we've talked about before to her, did you?
What do you mean?
Well, all that stuff you said on air about...
Oh, no. Oh, that she wasn't very nice when I met her.
Mm.
No, I didn't mention that to her, no. There was lots of really angry people outside. I heard one woman go, Angelo? Angelo, Demi needs it now! And I was like, okay, I'm walking away.
This is not my happy place.
No. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's all good. What? I just got me thinking, does this sound okay?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Like before I went away?
You're as good as I remember.
Okay, thank you, darling. This made me think, though, what if this is it?
What, like you just forget and
like,
then...
I mean, I've had a good run in that, but what about if this is it? And I can't do anymore because I can't do anything else.
Well, don't say that.
I can't do anything else.
We can't say that. I mean, the key to all this is don't say that.
All right.
And we will carry on.
Carry on lagging it, right?
Yeah.
1 to 4 weekdays.
Scott Mills.
I love it. Selena Gomez and Marshmello and Wolves on BBC Radio 1. I was reading a really interesting article yesterday about how, like, a lot of pop music now is whispering and kind of invented by Selena Gomez and also on that Julia Michaels song.
Yeah.
I think it's called whisper pop. That's the new thing. Instead of, like, belting it out, like on X Factor, just do that.
Yeah, and imagine
it's on a lot of songs at the moment.
So imagine when they record it, they have to turn the mics up really loud and it makes it really...
And you just get really close to the mic. Selena Gomez and Marshmello, Wolves, Tune of the Week. So I've been in Dubai, which is...
Someone's doing well.
It's hot, and but a bit like extension of Essex, really. Everyone looks like they're on Tawi there. And like everywhere's fancy, like hotels and that. Very high-end clothing. You know me, I'm happy with the who look.
Absolutely, yes.
Or a boo-hoo delivery. But, everything's very high-end. So, have you seen my new purchase on Insta?
No. What is it?
That is a Louis Vuitton toilet.
No way. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Golden Lou.
Yeah. Seen it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
The same style of LV, but a toilet.
Okay, so the Golden Throne now.
Yeah, that's on.
Wow.
Obviously didn't buy that.
Scott Mills.
When I was in Dubai, a lot of the entertainment news is American-based. They have a lot of those American kind of talk shows and entertainment shows.
Mm.
And I've got a very confusing thing about Selena Gomez from that, because I was watching a bit of TV over the last week or so.
Well, it's always what you do. You go on holiday and just watch TV.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got something about Selena coming up. However, they don't really cover much UK showbiz news. We're nearly half an hour into the show. You've not filled me in on what is probably the most important thing this happened in the last week while I've been away. You've not told me about it.
What?
Jess and Dom from Love Island.
Go on.
Getting married.
I wasn't even aware of it myself.
All right. in Mykonos next year.
Oh, good.
Yes, we would like an invite.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how can I help you?
Basically, I saw Chris in Yellow in Windsor on Saturday night, and he promised me something.
Oh, what's Yellow? Is it a bar?
It's like a club that I was in on Saturday night, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's a bar that plays mediocre 80s music, I'd say.
Oh, this is sound right up your street, Chris.
Yeah.
And you were in there on, when was it, Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. Chris, you love a regional nightclub, don't you?
I do, yeah. I was in there. Jamie, remind me, what did we talk about?
Basically, me and my mates, we went to the toilet, basically. And I just, as we're going there, I'm a bit dazed, and I just bumped into you. And I thought, it's Chris from Radio 1.
Well, so you went to the toilets with Chris or with your mates?
I was going. It was two of us that was going. The other was at the bar, but...
I don't remember this.
I've gone with him, and I've bumped into Chris.
Right.
And I'm just like, I know you. It just triggered straight away. I thought, oh, there he goes. Chris Stark from Radio 1.
Yeah.
But we just started talking, and I just said, look, I'm a big fan of the show. Can I get on Bangers?
I always find it awkward when this happens, and because it's like, oh, I love the show. And honestly, I really love that, because people are so nice. But it's weird when it's in the toilet.
It is. I did, to be fair, I wouldn't normally do it. It's not something I'd do every day, in every day situation.
That.
Yeah.
I've had pictures by cubicles before, by the urinals.
Yeah, memories are coming back. Did we have a photo in the toilets?
We had a photo outside the toilet.
Outside.
I've done it in the loo, yeah.
So we were talking. Now, how long did we talk for in the toilets?
It's difficult to tell too much. Probably, I'd say 3, 4, 5 minutes tops,
right.
Maybe.
Okay. God, that's quite a long time.
I remember it.
It was, I know, I remember bits, but yeah, I just remember, it was a decent conversation, I think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And I promised you that you'd be on Bangers.
Yeah.
This has happened before, Chris.
You're going to tell me off now, aren't you?
Can you stop promising people that they can be on Bangers on the show?
I do this, though, because the problem is, on a night out, as you know, I get emotional.
You do.
I get happy and I feel like I can solve the world.
Yeah, but also, you promised people things that you can't necessarily go through with.
I know. The thing is, Jamie, the awkward thing about this, I don't really have the authority to put you on Bangers. But obviously that night I felt like a baller and I probably told you that I could.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet he was like, yeah, mate. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a maybe, was it? It was like, definitely can sort that out for you, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I think he basically asked me to do something for that. He asked, basically, there was someone in there. There was this girl in there. And he said, if you go and talk to them, I will get you on Bangers. I don't think it happened.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What else happened?
Well, that was it, basically. So, basically, there was this girl in there, and he said, basically, if you go and talk to them and you get a number.
No, but hang on. This looks dodgy on me now. What do you mean?
Not for you. Not a number for... Okay, let's clarify. It wasn't a number for you. It was supposed to be for me. But you said to me, you basically said to me, you can get on Bangers if you do such and such. And you said, I'll definitely get you on Bangers if you do this.
It's coming back to me now. You quite liked a girl or someone that you knew or something like that,
someone
right?
I knew. Yeah,
right,
I
okay.
But
you didn't feel confident enough to do it.
No, yeah. It's right. Powerful of mine, to be honest, but yeah.
Okay. So Chris said, oh, you like this girl. If you go and talk to her, I'll get you on Bangers.
A bit of encouragement to you. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because what you're doing is painting a bad image here,
yeah,
that I've met you in a toilet and basically sent you out to go find a girl for me.
Yeah.
And
that didn't
and
happen.
I'll reward you by getting you on Radio 1, which is a dreadful thing to be telling,
that's
telling
what
everyone
thought,
what happened.
That's what I thought was happening there, but I'm glad it isn't.
Yeah.
As they danced to Whitney Houston all night. Did you speak to the girl?
No, I bottled it.
Oh, brilliant. You missed out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do about this banging situation?
Well,
Scott,
we're going to have to say yes, so, like, you've promised him.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
can
as long as you're happy with that.
Can you stop doing that?
I know, and do you know what? It's me rising above my station as well. I know what's going to happen when this next song plays. I'll be told that it's not my show.
Right.
And you know, and to be more careful about this.
Just be a bit more vigilant when you're out and about, yeah?
So I'm sorry, Jamie, but we'll get him on for Bangers then.
Yep.
Oh
great.
So, all right, Jamie, we'll call you back at 2:40.
Oh, cheers. Thanks.
I'm just going to have a quick chat with Chris off air now, all right?
Sure. All right, cheers. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
God, literally 2 weeks goes by and this happened.
Scott Mills.
Okay, new show for you. I do go on holiday and watch a lot of TV. I just enjoy it. Please let me introduce you to Jalak Dikla Jar,
which is
Indian Strictly Come Dancing. Oh my God, Chris, it's so good.
And this is what you spent a lot of your time watching whilst you were away then?
Well, there's a channel called MBC Bollywood, which I spent a lot of time watching because love Bollywood films. So this is the Indian version of Strictly, or Dancing with the Stars. And it's very similar. The studio looks the same, really. Obviously, they have celebrities with their professional dance partners. The dancing is Bollywood, though.
Right.
Which makes it better. It's brilliant. The costumes are next level. It's just so good.
You love it. And did you recognise any of the celebrities? I mean, is there... Maybe you're tempted. Maybe you could do this.
Here's the thing, and I mean this. If R1 was Bollywood dancing, I would have done a lot better.
Do you think?
Yeah, I would have got to Blackpool.
Right.
Or like if I was on the Indy one, I would have got to Mumbai.
Cool. Well, it's an interesting theory you've got there.
Definitely, because like it's not all about the footwork. It's about the kind of like... The hand movement and the facial expressions, they really kind of like do the story, you know? Unlike ours, like no one did a rumba to Under the Sea or salsa.
And what you're saying is it would suit you better.
Definitely would. I think I could, like, I'm not saying final, but I'm saying semi final if ours was Bollywood. Oh, it's just so good. I'm going to be watching on YouTube later.
I mean, like, did you keep up with it all okay, though?
The great thing is, apologies, by the way, if I said the name of the show wrong. My Hindi isn't great. But what they do is the judges, they speak in Hindi when they give their comments, but also they break out into English quite a lot of the time. So you can understand, you can kind of like still pick up what's happening.
You just took over the stage. You didn't give them the opportunity to do. Great going, 6 weeks, and you have truly proved that... 6 weeks ke baad aap waqai aapne kuch dikha diya apne is stage pe.
Thank you so much.
And I'm like, okay, hang on, I've got an English bit, and then it goes back into Hindi again.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
still get it. It's like 6 weeks, great going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so you can follow it.
Oh, I love when you come back buzzing with a new show for everyone to watch.
And the great thing is, you know, like on our one, it's like the judges have their scores. Craig River Horwood, and he gives a 9 or whatever, and then it's like Darcy Bustle. All the judges, all three of them, just go 3, 2, 1, go, and put their paddles up at once.
Oh, that's chaos, because then you're having to do very quick maths.
Well, no, because generally they give everyone a 10.
Oh.
Another reason it's my favourite.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Isla, listening in the Highlands off of Scotland, where it's actually snowing a lot. She sent me a photo. It's a winter wonderland. And because of that, she's asking about Christmas songs. Where are we at with this on Radio 1?
We're not there yet.
No one done anything about it?
Nah.
You're glad I'm back.
Scott Mills.
I'm well confident today on bangers, because I've had a couple of weeks to think about it. 2:40, we will get the bangers on BBC Radio 1.
I'm worried that your time away, you've probably heard some different music. You always do this. You go away, you come out with a whole new bank of songs.
That's coming up at 2:40. You never know, though. Like, you know, some fans of you might be on this week.
Yeah. Maybe.
Hello, James, who is trying to outsnow the picture of Isla in the Highlands that she's just sent me. He's like, I'm in the Arctic, North Sweden. He says, call that snow. This is snow. And he sent me a photo of a lot of snow, to be fair. I like that people are trying to outsnow each other.
Mm.
Like in a lot of Scotland, there is snow right now. I'm saying, before the end of the week, there's got to be a Christmas song on. Let it snow.
Well, we were just saying this. There's been sort of, it's kind of like shots fired on the Christmas front, hasn't it? In the sense that one or two people have played.
Annie Mac's played one, I think. Greg's played one on 10 Minute Takeover, I think. But then we went baubles deep into Wizard and Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
We played that already. That's right. We did do that. But that was almost too early. I think now someone's going to turn this thing around.
That's fully on. Yeah, someone needs to turn the switch on for Christmas.
That's it.
Because like, all the Christmas lights are on now. Like in the shops, there's Christmas trees everywhere. Why is it not on the radio?
Listen, you can buy advent calendars. Why has there never been a Scott Mills advent calendar, by the way?
Oh, because who would want that?
I don't know. There might be demand.
Not one person.
What would you have in the windows for you? Don't know. Interesting question, that.
Who's one were you telling me about the other day? Oh, Zoella's got one now.
A lot of people are talking about this.
Yeah, what's in Zoella's one? Is it all the makeup and that?
It's 12 days. Yeah.
Mine could spray you with fake tan every time you open the door.
Oh, that's quite a nice idea. Every time you open a door, something sort of
sprays
you in the face.
Sprays out at you, yeah.
Like a tan, that kind of thing.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Anyway, James, he sent me a picture of himself in the Arctic in Sweden. I'm well jealous. Do you remember I went on that Arctic adventure once?
What Arctic adventure?
I went to the north of Sweden.
No, did you?
Yes, I did. Do you remember I came back and I was like, oh, I've eaten too much reindeer?
I don't remember. But
reindeer pavlova. What else did I have? I had reindeer reindeer paninis.
And then reindeer was on.
A Swedish lady took me into her hut and cooked me some homemade reindeer stew.
Ah.
Good times. Scott Mills. You can have a spray of water for Inuna Bingo out of my advent calendar.
Mm.
Great idea. Dua Lipa, Hotter Than Hell on BBC Radio 1. Gina in Oxford, yes, we will. She says, will you be bringing back the Whovent calendar for Christmas this year? We definitely need to do that.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess this was the advent calendar for us, really.
Yeah, so we opened a door every day in December and something massively, ho, was behind each door. So we do actually want ones for this year. So send them in, 81199. We need actual, like, audio, though, of things that are in the past. Done. Forgotten about. Hoes. Here's some examples from last year's calendar.
The Whovent calendar. Here we go. It's door number 10.
So the door opens and behind it, there's a massive ho.
Now, the secret, Blobby, of good DIY is good preparation.
Oh, Blobby, Blobby, Blobby.
Rubbish. Oh, any more? 81199. We need some for 2017's Whovent calendar.
Scott Mills.
Oh, no. Suzanne's been on. Suzanne's in Worcester, and she's planning on listening to the show again later on while she's doing the tea with her 5-year-old son, Charlie. So she says, from the podcast, can you cut out the bit about when you're in Sweden eating reindeers? The thing is, don't need to worry because it wasn't any of the famous ones that I ate. I did eat reindeer when I was in Sweden.
Okay, I know, but you keep going on about it. It's just...
Yeah, but it wasn't like... What were the names?
Wasn't the A-listers.
It wasn't like Blitzen and that.
Yeah. Donna.
No. I didn't eat Donna.
Definitely not Rudolph. No,
so it's all fine.
Scott Mills.
It's good to be back. And I've realised, hour and 40 into the show now, I can still kind of do it.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's good.
Start of the show, I was like, I'm not sure what to do.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into bangers. You couldn't call us today because Chris had a couple of drinks and was out at Yellow Club in Windsor on Saturday night and promised this bloke that he could be on bangers in the loo. I've had a word. Anyway, Jamie, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm down at Uteney at the moment in Canterbury.
Okay. Why so quiet?
Yeah, I thought you'd be happier to be on bangers, to be honest.
I am happy. I'm just going through my head, I'm going to choose, so...
Okay, are you embarrassed? Is there someone with you? You're like, I'm not supposed to be on the phone?
No one's with me, no.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Are you and Chris going to meet up again then, or what?
Well, if he's up for it, yeah.
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 Yellow next Saturday, is it?
whenever he's around, I'll buy him a drink in yellow.
Where else do you go?
Say again?
Where else do you go?
Scotch, Windsor.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Anywhere else that's not Windsor?
Reading.
Oh, Reading, yes. Reading's a good night out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah.
Do you venture as far as Slough or...?
I don't think there's a lot in Slough, to be honest.
Might, yeah.
It's true, that, actually. Yeah. Nightlife in Slough isn't all that.
I might build a club there.
Yeah, but that would be a wonderful thing to do. Invest your money in the area, build a club, could be awesome.
Here's what I've got for you today, Jamie. Everything you say to me. I'm coming back strong with Linkin Park, One Step Closer.
That is a tune. Wow, who helped you with that one?
How rude.
That's a banger.
I've had 2 weeks to think about my choices.
I've got a strong choice today as well, Jamie. You could have this.
Oh, this is much more yellow.
Just at the bar, yeah, chilling, yeah. Disclosure, White Noise. Good choices today.
What was it, Chris? WKD Blue, was it? Is that what you wanted, mate? Right, that's what you've got today.
Alright. Okay, it's completely unbiased. Yeah, doesn't. Yeah. It's nothing to do with the fact I saw Chris out on Saturday.
Sure.
But I've got to go with Chris.
Nice.
Just
a robbery. Oh, Tom is not happy. What do you mean this over Linkin Park, says Wes on Twitter. Todd in Santoft. Don't understand, mate. What's going on in the world, says Stephen. In Windsor.
Felt
Windsorite.
I would agree. I think the wrong choice was made, sadly.
You said that as soon as the track started playing, but that's because he was always going to be on your side. He was always going to win because you met him in the toilet.
I met him in the toilets.
This is why you're not to do it again.
Carl's been on saying, that is an absolute robbery. Get the White House on the phone now. Which is a bit weird.
What are they going to do?
But I like the idea you'd get them on the phone.
Scott Mills.
Perfect on BBC Radio 1.
If we were getting married, we'd have this as the first dance, probably, wouldn't we? It would be wonderful. Just imagine.
Yeah. Barefoot on the grass, you and me.
It's just like, yeah. You
between my arms, which is a weird phrase. That was Ed Sheeran on Radio 1 with Perfect. Okay, Demi Lovato covered Sam Smith earlier in the Live Lounge. I hear they've been having a little to and fro on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, you said this to me. You said, what's going on with Sam Smith and Demi Lovato? I thought it was something bad. Like, imagine he was criticising the performance. But no, he's not. He's basically saying that she sung it really, really well.
Oh, I like it when the original artist hears it and gives feedback. That's real nice.
I think it's because, generally, all these artists that are covered have come to the Live Lounge and performed these songs, and they've been nervous themselves and know what it's like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mutual respect for the Live Lounge.
Totally. Hey, do you know what? I'm really into my gadgets at the moment. And you know me, I am never into them, am I? I don't care about new gadgets.
No.
Right, but I've found a couple of ones lately that I want to share with you, which I think are brilliant.
What do you mean share with me?
Well, I'll just tell you about them.
Ah.
Because I'm thinking of getting them. I've got this on pre-order. Have I told you about this new mattress?
No.
Cold on one side, hot on the other.
Why? What's the point?
Right, because here's the thing, right? If you ever do get the chance to go to bed with me, you'll soon notice that I get really hot. So if you are a normal person, you will have to probably wear a hoodie in bed because I'm boiling and I have the window open all the time. So this is temperature controlled, so you can set it to whatever you want on either side, so your partner can be as hot as they want on this side and I can be freezing cold on my side.
Okay.
And the bed makes itself at the end.
What?
Yeah, it just goes and rolls up. And like back to its original position.
Lols, that the gadgets you're suddenly interested in just involve the bed.
Well, no, there's another one as well.
The revolving bed, is it?
And it's not revolving, but it's just like temperature control because I get really hot and the other person is like, oh, I'm freezing.
But can you flip sides? So let's say in the night you decide you want to get
colder
and warmer and you switch it around.
No, I'm a really warm person. That will never happen. I'll always be on the cold side. Also, do you know any really noisy eaters?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that. Who do you know?
Oh no, I was about to name them. A relative.
That's fine.
A relative of mine.
Like, you know that hate. Right, there was someone on the plane last night and like chomping away and I was like, you need the noise cancelling fork. Something else I've seen.
And what does this do? How?
It's $130, so I'm not gonna order that. But when you're eating loudly, for instance, slurping noodles, which apparently makes them taste better, that brings out the flavour, right? The fork connects to an app on your phone and plays a noise that sounds like white noise whenever you slurp. So therefore, completely cancels out your noise.
Well, so it's making more noise.
Yeah, but it's not the horrible noise of... So there's a built-in microphone which hears you being noisy. Then that's forwarded to your phone, and the app just goes. So you can't hear me being a noisy eater now, can you?
No.
I think that's genius, I do.
I would argue a straw is a better solution.
Scott Mills.
All these new gadgets I'm loving, the noise-cancelling fork, the hot and cold bed, any more that maybe you know about, I'm keen to try out some new ones on the show. Do you remember we had those pants sent to us a while back that have... Well, they're made of fibres so that you...
You can do as much smelly farts as you want and they just don't smell.
That was great. Yeah, I believe you sent me to the lift, didn't you, to test those out.
And you really went for it. You tried to do your best, but they weren't smelling at all. They worked.
Oh, also, do you remember, not really a gadget as such, but incredible science, the Irish spray that we had as well.
That was
absolutely
brilliant.
Incredible, the results on
that. I couldn't believe that, because I can't do an Irish accent, but just like a couple of sprays on the tongue.
Yeah, it's bang on.
It's like I was from Dublin.
Scott Mills.
Right, so this has happened to me before. By mistake, you go to the ladies' loo and I let out for a sit down. Then you can hear girls outside. You're like, okay, good, I'm in the ladies. And if I leave now, it's going to look proper creepy. It's happened to me, but I'm not Stormzy. Did you hear about this?
I saw that he was doing, like, he was reporting from the loo.
Yeah, just before his performance at the EMAs last night. But unlike me, he put it all on Snapchat. Good one, Storms.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Chris, something I've noticed while I've been away.
Yeah?
I've had a lot of time to read about who's going out with who in America. Where I was, in Dubai, they have a lot of American TV, so they have those shows like Entertainment Tonight. And it's often stuff that we don't hear about here, who's going out with who.
Yeah, I'm notoriously bad at keeping up with this. I know you're very interested in it, though.
Yeah.
Is there much to report on that front?
Well, I was watching Inside Edition the other night, and I've noticed that The Weeknd has been seen with a girl called Giovanna Ventura.
But The Weeknd seems to do very well, doesn't he? He always feels like he's in a relationship with someone relatively quickly. I understand he's successful in that.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise he was such a symbol.
Well, let me break it down for you. So The Weeknd was seen, I saw this on the Entertainment Show, with Giovanna Ventura, who is Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Until recently, The Weeknd was going out with Selena Gomez, also Justin Bieber's ex.
I knew that one, yes.
Right. But I've been seeing that Justin and Selena are now back together again. And I think The Weeknd is seeing Giovanna, Justin's ex, to make Justin annoyed and jealous because Justin is now going out with The Weeknd's ex.
It's like wife swap, but not wife.
Not wife.
Not wife, but what you're saying is it's like they've swapped exes.
Well, they're kind of sharing.
They've swapped exes and the exes are now the partners. Ooh, it's complicated.
Yeah. It's a bit like when Kylie Jenner was seeing Tiger. Do you remember that? Now, before Kylie, Tiger was engaged to Blac Chyna. They had a child together. Then Tiger went out with Kylie afterwards. But Blac Chyna then dated Rob Kardashian, Kylie's brother.
Is this a joke? Sorry, I can't. Is this like maths?
This is the stuff that keeps me alive.
This is crazy.
I love this stuff. You know I do.
So who's going out with who? Kylie Jenner is going out with Blac Chyna.
No, Kylie Jenner was going out with Tiger. But before Kylie, Tiger was engaged to Blac Chyna, then Blac Chyna went out with Rob Kardashian and they had a great relationship.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So basically, they're again all sort of swapping around.
Right.
What you're saying here, Scott, Blac Chyna, for example, and the others are dating their ex's partner's ex.
I'm sorry if this is too much for a Monday, but
yes. This is, but that's quite, I don't
weird.
Know what the phrase is, but local.
It's quite local. But these are high-profile people. These are A-list celebrities, which makes me think, and I was really thinking about this while I was on holiday, it seems to me there's a limited pool of people around.
Mm.
Because they all stick to their own. They stick to themselves, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think this is a high-end A-list celebrity version of stuff that happens all the time in small towns in the UK.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you mean? Like, what?
Well, okay. If
where everyone knows each other, you mean?
Yeah, you know what it's like when you go into town. It's like, oh, you never guess what so-and-so's doing. It always happens in small towns. So if you are from a fairly small town, there will be statistically a lot of people that have dated the same people at some point.
Mm. I mean, there is no difference really between what seems to be going on with this celebrity version of what you're talking about. Mm. And as you said, like, you know, a small town where there's maybe just one pub.
Yeah.
Maybe one club, do you know what I mean? And you know and have seen and gone out with everyone inside it.
It's a bit like when we do the Young Farmers gigs. A lot of them have dated other people in the same community. That's fair to say. They're not shy about it. They tell us about it.
No, it's...
And I enjoy hearing it.
It is fascinating to hear, actually, some of the gossip that we do hear on these Young Farmers.
So this is a new feature I've invented while I was away, based on the Kardashians and based on Justin Bieber, The Weeknd and Selena Gomez. And I'd like to call it Small Town Sex.
It's really a thing.
Is that allowed? I'm getting that it's not allowed to be called that. But you get what I'm going on about, right?
Yeah, there's sort of looks.
Someone's shaking their head a lot.
So pushing this forward then, you want to hear the equivalent of what's going on with Blac Chyna and Justin Bieber. And The Weeknd and Selena. Yeah.
But I want to know if it's happening in your town, preferably with you or someone you know, and who with. I want to know the whole web, the whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether anyone's going to volunteer this information, but if you'd like to, then text now on 81199. I want to hear who's gone out with who, where, when, how.
And how they're related.
Yes.
Stuff. Yes.
Not necessarily related, but like...
No, but I mean, like, for, you know, like X's X is X is X, yeah.
Because I reckon we'll get a lot of this.
Yeah, it's a bit like if actually technically everyone in your town is an X. That's what you're saying here, right?
Yeah. I mean, it happens on the gay scene all the time.
Does it?
100%.
Well, I'm fascinated to see where we go with this.
Oh, no, there's him over there. Yeah, he used to date my ex-boyfriend. It happens all the time.
Right,
oh,
I'm fascinated to see where we go with this, Scott. Scott Mills.
Well, apparently in Shaw, just outside Oldham, it's like Pass the Parcel.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people relating to this. Let's talk about the whole Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Selena Gomez triangle. It's not just in LA where this happens. Someone's from a town in Cornwall where one of her best friends has literally dated six of her exes.
We've got a text here. My gosh, it's so hard. It's so confusing, this. My current boyfriend was seeing my ex's girlfriend whilst I was seeing my ex. We then swapped back.
There's loads of them. Let us know. 81199 at BBCR1. It is confusing, this. It's a definite no, is it? Right, I'm not allowed to call it...
Oh, we've had to change your name slightly.
Yeah, it's not,
well,
small,
yeah.
Not allowed fine. To be small town. Thing. It's small town swaps now.
Yep.
Or local lovers, which I quite like.
Or local lovers makes it. We can have a theme tune for something like that.
I'm still a bit confused about what it all actually means. While that song was playing, Chris had to properly explain to me while we play Bedroom Floor. Have a listen.
Imagine you're
to get my head around it.
Yeah, so imagine you're Justin Bieber. Here's the easiest way to think of it.
Yeah.
You're Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You're going out with Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Okay, you
what,
break
at the moment?
Yes.
Yes.
You break up. She's now your ex.
Yeah.
And the person that you start seeing, because you're Justin Bieber, is the girl that was with The Weeknd.
Giovanna.
So imagine you're Justin Bieber. You break up with Selena Gomez. She's an ex.
It's hard.
So what you start seeing is her partner at the time, who's The Weeknd's ex-girlfriend. So therefore, you are seeing your ex's partner's ex.
I still don't get it.
Yeah?
Do it again.
Well, it's clear if you think of it like that. You're Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Break up with Selena.
Yeah.
Selena, so she's now an ex.
Yeah.
You, that she was seeing The Weeknd, but you're going for his ex-girlfriend. So what you are is Selena Gomez, the ex, partner The Weeknd, his ex, Giovanni.
Right, Giovanna.
So your ex's partner's ex.
I hope everyone's clear on that. Scott Mills. A while ago on the show, we told you about Chris's gym induction. Today was the second time he's ever been. The induction was about a year ago. Did they laugh?
Yeah, well, yeah, they laughed on the way in. A guy stretched me in the gym today as well, Scott. That was a new one.
Did you have a proper, like, personal training session?
Yeah. It was like the real deal. But he stretched me.
Yeah, that's the best bit, when they stretch you at the end. Was he on top of you?
He was on top of me, sort of thrusting in. I mean, he was doing a professional job.
Yeah.
But, like, would you stretch me?
Absolutely, I could. I know exactly how to make your back crack right now.
So was it... Right. Well, I wasn't sure how to take it.
Is it like knee in the groin, yeah?
Yeah, it was like right in.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. It's true, Justin Bieber and The Weeknd have shared at least two girlfriends, and we'd like to do some more on this tomorrow. It happens not just in pop star land, but here as well. So if you know of this kind of thing happening in your local town, get involved with what we're calling small town swaps.
Yes, or local lovers.
Yeah, massive reaction already. Keep them coming in on 81199. We'll do some more of these tomorrow, just sifting through some of them. This one starts like this. So, I was with a girl called Nat who had a thing with my mate Liam, then moved on to my mate Danny, who used to be with Lisa, but Lisa is now with my mate Andy, and Liam is now with Charlotte. I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Those were your Monday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Listen on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.